former Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott will be speaking tonight at a no rally at Raymond Terrace Bowling Club. Gets underway at 6 o'clock. It is free, but registrations are essential. I mentioned earlier, if the website is Newcastle Hunter No. That's one word, newcastlehunterno.org. As I said, Raymond Terrace Bowling Club is the venue. And the keynote speaker, Tony Abbott, is on the line. Good morning, Mr. Abbott.
Richard, lovely to be with you and your listeners.
And nice to have you. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Look, you're obviously in the no camp. Would you mind just outlining why you are in the no camp?
Sure, Richard, and thanks for the chance. Look, I'm against this voice because I think it's wrong in principle and it would be bad in practice. It's wrong to entrench race in our constitution. It's wrong to further gum up our systems of government with endless consultation, which would often amount to a veto, an Indigenous veto over decision-making. And it's wrong to further entrench the separatism, which has bedeviled Indigenous policy for decades and which is at the heart of Indigenous disadvantage. The real problems with Indigenous Australia, Richard, as I'm sure many of your listeners know, they're not in metropolitan areas or large centres. They're in remote places. And the trouble in the remote places is that the kids don't go to school, the adults don't go to work, the ordinary law of the land is often not enforced. And the essential difficulty is that there's no economic base to many of these places. Now, I'm not saying close them down, but I am saying that you've got to empower the people there with real choices to leave if that's what they think would be best for them. And that means giving them a decent primary education at a good school, for the kids. It means giving the adults as best you can a work culture and just reinforcing the message that we're all Australians and we should make the most of our lives. Yeah, cherish our culture by all means, but make the most of your life and be part of Team Australia.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but when you were Prime Minister, you were in favour of constitutional recognition of Indigenous Australians.
Absolutely right. But what's proposed now is so much more than mere recognition, mere acknowledgement that the Aboriginal people were here first. This is the biggest change to our system of government that we've ever been asked to make. And it's been described by distinguished constitutional academics as effectively the creation of a fourth arm of government, an Indigenous arm to go alongside the legislative, the executive and the judicial arms of government that we've been familiar with these last 120-odd years.
The interesting thing, under the umbrella of the No campaign, you've got people such as yourself saying, look, this is not something we should even be contemplating because of the potential effect. Also under the No umbrella, you've got the likes now of Michael Mansell and Lydia Thorpe saying this is a toothless tiger with no power at all and it's a complete waste of time and tokenism. So on the one hand, you've got people under the No umbrella saying, look, this could be the end of the world. Others saying this is a complete waste of time. What's the point of doing it?
Look, I'll leave Lydia Thorpe and Michael Mansell to make their own arguments. I'll just stick with my arguments, Richard. And as I said, I think it's wrong in principle to divide us by race. And I think this would work very badly in practice because it would be doubling down on failure. But I just remind everyone of Bob Hawke's magnificent remarks on the occasion of our bicentenary in 1988, when he said in this country there is, quote, no hierarchy of descent. There must be, quote, no privilege of origin. And that's the trouble with this voice. It goes against those statements and it more or less creates forever two classes of Australian, depending upon when your ancestors came here, whether they came here before 1788 or whether they've come here since 1788. And if your ancestors happen to go back tens of thousands of years, well, you get a special say over how the government works.
A lot of people have focused on the cost of this referendum. Peter Dutton has said, look, if the No vote gets up and they're re-elected, the coalition, that he would hold another referendum for constitutional recognition. I mean, do you think that's a good idea? I mean, if you were in power, would you be doing that?
Well, if I had been in power, we probably would have had a referendum back in 2017, Richard,
right. Yeah.
On the 50th anniversary of the 1967 referendum. And that would have been to insert in the preamble of the Constitution, after the phrase "one indivisible Commonwealth," these new words: with an Indigenous heritage, a British foundation, and an immigrant character. Because it's true, we do have an Indigenous heritage. We did have a British foundation. We do have an immigrant character. I think those words would be a nice shorthand description of our country. And I think they give something for everyone. And I reckon if we'd done that back in 2017, it would have been carried by 90%, the same way the 1967 referendum was.
My guest, former Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott, who will be in my area tonight, speaking at a no rally at Raymond Terrace Bowling Club, which gets underway at 6 o'clock. There's been a lot of criticism of big corporations such as Qantas and sporting bodies like the NRL and AFL coming out and supporting the yes vote. There was outrage from listeners to this program when I aired the, Nathan Cleary, who of course, had a wonderful grand final for the Penrith Panthers, who were victorious. A lot of people outraged about him endorsing The Voice. What's your opinion on people coming out and endorsing either side of the argument, particularly large companies?
Richard, people are perfectly free to have a view and to express their view, and good luck to Nathan Cleary, although I respectfully disagree with him on The Voice, and I admire his ability on the field. I mean, good luck to him. But I do think that it is a bit rich when big companies start using shareholder funds to play politics. I mean, it would be an absolute impertinence for a company boss to start pontificating on what side of politics his employees should vote for. And I think it's an equal impertinence for big companies to start making donations to one side or the other of a referendum campaign.
It was revealed last week Lachlan Murdoch has supported your nomination for the board of directors of Fox Corporation. Of course, we know that Rupert Murdoch was a big supporter of former US President Donald Trump. He seems to have gone 180 degrees the other way and doesn't like him at all. Do you think it would be a good idea if Donald Trump was re-elected as the President of the United States?
Look, I always took the view when I was Prime Minister that it was the job of the Australian Prime Minister to support the leader of the free world and not to play politics, as it were, Richard, in another country. So I might just respectfully decline to offer
right,
a thought on
okay.
that.
Volunteering. There's been a lot of publicity about the fact that you've been a volunteer with your local Rural Fire Service Brigade and with your local surf club, which I think is admirable. There's a lack of volunteers around Australia at the moment, and with the ever-present danger of bushfires, certainly down on the south coast in the Bega Valley, up in the Northern Territory, would you like to sort of put out a plea to Australians, if they have the time and the inclination to volunteer, that they should be going and doing that, because there seems to be a shortage of volunteers in Australia at the moment?
Yeah, and look, when families are doing it tough, I guess there's the need to go out and earn every dollar you can, and that does make it harder for people to volunteer. I just say, Richard, that some of the best times of my life have been volunteering with the local Rural Fire Brigade and down with the Queenscliff Surf Club, and I think people certainly should give something back to the community which has given us so much. Mind you, you've got to remember that you can't just rock up at your local RFS station and get on the truck. You've got to get trained, and that's not an insignificant business. And I often say to people who are coming up to the Davidson Brigade, you need a certain basic level of fitness, and you've got to be prepared to give up probably a dozen days a year at least to stay operationally competent. So it's not nothing, the commitment that you give. By God, it's worthwhile, and certainly people are very, very grateful, particularly in a bad fire season.
Yeah, yeah. But just on the RFS situation and volunteers, there are other roles, though, as volunteers within those organisations don't involve frontline firefighting.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, we've got communications brigades, we've got We've got catering brigades. There are lots of things you can do if you don't particularly want to charge into the bush with a hose in your hand.
Are you still doing that? Are you still?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. No, I'm still a deputy captain with the Davidson Brigade. I'm a very active member, or at least as active as I can be, given all the other things I'm trying to do as well.
Yeah. And I believe you're a big fan of the Blue Water Wonderland of Port Stephens these days too.
Richard, Margie and I have been lucky enough to buy a beautiful property in a forgotten paradise. Now, one of my neighbours told me that I wasn't allowed to tell anyone about it.
Well, we like to keep these things a secret. Appreciate your time this morning. And, I dare say there'll be a big crowd there tonight at Raymond Terrace Bowling Club. Thanks for your time. Have a good day. Tony Abbott, our former Australian Prime Minister, he will be the keynote speaker at an O-Rally. Gets underway at 6 o'clock tonight, Raymond Terrace Bowling Club. If you'd like to find out more, either give the club a call, not right now, maybe a little bit later this morning, or go to the website. It's all one word, newcastlehunterknow.org.